Right, councillors, we'll make a start. Apologies. Councillor Hart. Councillor Anders. Right. Janine. Chairman's remarks. Firstly, I would like to congratulate Laura McGrath on her appointment as the new McMillan Move More coordinator. Laura replaces Ryan Flynn, who recently was appointed as one of her sports development officers. I would like to wish Laura and Ryan all the best in their new roles. Secondly, I want to congratulate everyone from the district who participated in the Commonwealth Games in the Gold Coast. I'm sure it was an experience for them. And thirdly, I would like to congratulate Trevor Carson from Killyleagh, who got his first international cap with Northern Ireland. Trevor is a great young lad, coming from a good football town. That's the fourth Northern Ireland international we've had from Killyleagh. He's followed in the footsteps of Hugh Davey, Terry Cochran, and our own David Healy. And would it be appropriate maybe that this committee, through the council, send a letter of congratulations? And I hope it's the first cap of many. So I do for the young chap from Killyleagh. So I do. So that's Chairman's remarks. Declarations of interest. Number six. Right. Councillor Quinn.
Declaration number 11, Mournhug the Hospital.
Right. Is that us? Next on the agenda, action sheets. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4 and page 5.
Not mine. No. Okay.
And page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, and page 10. Item 4, the DEA fora update.
Thank you, Chair. In Janine's absence, I'll take this. It's recommended that members note the report on the private meetings and action sheets from the DEA fora. The action sheets are attached in the appendix for members' information.
All happy. Need a proposer? Councillor Dorn. councillor trainer. We're going to now move, because I've been asked, to item 7 on the agenda, and that's the Newry Play Parks and the consolidation report. I would like to welcome Alan Hearn here to give a small presentation in relation to it.
We developed the site strategy last year and aimed to maximize funding in terms of the fixed place costs by developing the computer and the planning and the group play experiences. All the players were reviewed against the set of criteria, set for the play value. In terms of the two parts we're looking at, the relevant scores are increased park score 86 from 180 in terms of play value, and Barcelona Community Center site score 110 in terms of the play value. Now, I would say that I think that we didn't carry out those play value assessments. We do be on the basis of these things, and consider the underlying claims within them, but they give us a good starting point. The strategy itself recommends the consolidation of fixed play. So, in other words, where you have two inadequate sites that deliver a very low level of play value, that's what you consider developing one single site, which will just give you the scope of working more in one location and enhancing play value and play experiences. And within the strategy itself, where there is still community demand, and the other thing would remain would be maintained within budget until such times as it's no longer viable. Okay, so in the so be aware of the three-phase consultation process we apply to all of our engagements. Phase one focuses on the survey of children and young people, focus groups, children and young people from within the area. In terms of this particular process, we make before the particular. Phase 2 is a survey of parents and carers in the wider community. We have 130 respondents. The findings will be shared in the public session, which really allows us an opportunity to go over the findings, review the findings, and also to gain further feedback or identify any other salient issues. Just want to go through the brief overview of the findings for each stage. Stage 1, as I mentioned, relates to the children and young people. So we asked them first and foremost, you know, which of the two players do you currently use regularly? You can see usage levels are very low. Barcroft Community Centre, only 17% of the children in the area said they use the site and not regularly. Green Recruits are slightly higher, 31%. 51% said they used either, where they were asked which site should they use. They tend to gravitate towards the higher value sites, such as the Billion, one point was mentioned about Brickham, Old Women. So sites which would have a much higher level of play value in current position. They recommend you go to the service right out in winter. We did that after the summer months. We asked the children to think about the summer months, and we asked them how often would they use the play area of our club to be centered. Again, you see 83% said they never use it. We gave the right level of the team associated with the site. On the 3 days, 12%, 3 to 4 days, 6%. Representative of these park, slightly higher players, 41% said they never use the play area, 18% would have used 1 to 2 days per week, 24% 3 to 4 days. Okay, so we asked children then what about things you actually like about the three sites. So in terms of bar crawl, really the only thing that's good across is that it's safer and more secure on the site. Now, we'll be going through the negative side of the park speed, but there are some people that are using it. What if anything you like about the real cruise park? Easier to get to, more central, and a cafe and shop nearby. So in other words, there are services nearby. We then asked what other things do you not like about each park. So in terms of Barcroft, this is a common site we'll see going through the other survey as well. It's never opened more than once a day. In other words, the player is there, but can't have it. And it's more acceptable. So we said it's not acceptable. That's both in terms of the code or the procedure, but also in terms of acceptable from the perspective of the system. What is anything then you not like about the increased park? again, with the consistency with the Alan's process coming through the next day, that was social behavior, people breaking in the park, plenty of the board, and trying to sit up there, or high value, and maybe that's a little bit more. Then the general comment, not like the park, broken glass, it's like broken glass. You can see the picture here of things which really go over a level of fair value that actually depends on when you use them, or they should return to the price when you sell them for the future. We did then ask which player are you thinking to approve it, that it was consolidated, that we had met, and 23% of our column, 77% of the application part. Okay, so stage 3 then, which is now related to the parent area, the wider community, and the building area, and we have 130 respondents who went through this survey. We asked first and foremost how many children and young people actually live within those households, and we have a report in terms of residential. 217 children and young people, caregiver disabilities. We also then asked if there are new children in the area. Some areas you will find a little less of a population of children and young people, but there's actually a lot of children who live in the area, a lot of people who are parents, disabilities, and so on. In terms of that number, we see an increase, 383 visiting children and young people coming into the area. And again, the same numbers as well. In terms of use of play area, so in terms of bar crop, 38% said about the said they did use it, and 54% said they did use it in the park. Again, we ask the question in terms of parents' care, how often do children in your household and children deliver actually use play areas? Again, in terms of bar crop, so the key player remains 42% of said whatever, use the facility itself. 24% was a little on the pre-day in the summer. 19% of 14% of the time. Do you think the player currently meets the need? Oh, sorry, we're 38% said they never used it, 29% used it on the 2 days, the summer, 3 to 4 days, the week 15, and 18% of 5.7. Do you think the player currently meets the need? 37% of our cost is, 20% of the increased cost is. What do you actually like about these things? In terms of farm property, they were most pure, again, one of the evolving branches. So that raises the claim from the present, although we do know from the units, of course, that there are some cultural issues in terms of the reconstruction trips, which will not be addressed in terms of. It's also pointed out that in terms of the general environment, there is not more direction of development, it's probably the same. It's all offered at greater sphere limits, greater sphere limits, to be utilized with that. Again, the question whether you're going to be part of easier access, or access is obviously the issue going through. The gauges to the main road and all the way in time, and also with the current station type, again, services coming through, exclusive shops, exclusive services, people can access when they're actually moving to the park itself. So, what other things do you not like about these types? In terms of our crops, it seems to be closed a lot, restricting access to children, again, the issue of not actually being able to get the equipment to be able to that was not social behavior, sites to be clean, so people mentioned rubbish and bottles. It's not attractive or inviting to play facilities. We are not in there to actually go to play children in the first place, but not to the people coming back from work. I will say that the wind equipment is not great conditions, but there are some great conditions and which will have to be addressed. And also, no one is with that. So, again, in lack of facilities, no items are not living in a lot of them themselves. What kind of thing then do you not like with your police part? At least social behavior again, very much to the board, and people mentioned alcohol, there's some mentioned as well as school and within the education. Teenagers often the equipment, was mentioned. Someone did mention, I'll mention later on in the industry, some of the teenagers kind of gravitate towards the site, and then even through the skating post they're going on to somewhere else. A fair variety of the play equipment, and again, linked to that, the ease and condition of the equipment itself, the general environment is very well attractive to play site and play equipment. Again, the same question, which play area in terms of the consolidated, and the effect of should improve, 40% of our top, 50% of the location. In terms of what we've mentioned today, we present the findings to you as a combination of community representatives from each area, and we also find people who have described themselves within the survey. There were a number of comments here, some of them are quite interesting. Jonathan Barcroft said he was that the Senate document green fence, which people say detracts from the location and the tonight, so it actually is the impression of time for the parts of the resolution. Race is a lack of clarity in terms of the open utility time, and again, that was part back to the comments from the children and adults in terms of not being able to access the site and monitoring. What's new is that the site, because of the natural land use limit, would lend itself to transportation into more natural or environmental sites. That would also then offer alternatives to children, certainly the best thing. Great increased park, then there were a number of the key comments really came out around the emphasis of the immigration. And there was a sense that the emphasis of the immigration had largely been addressed through the economic action over the last year or 8 months. So there was perhaps the expansion of the state of the women's survey. As I mentioned, it was commonly around the teams to come together. In things tend to come together, as I said, before moving on to other locations across the state. There were a few general comments made as well, which I think are important. And number one, the lack of accessible play equipment at either part of the children's disabilities. Again, in the survey, you see parents from the coming through from the disabilities. So again, it's just not been really followed and played within those parts. It was highlighted by the older group in particular. There is likely to be future growth in housing within the area of the Golden Park Cross Community Centre. And in the sense of fitting, it's not really increased the mass of frames in the area. And a week, 10 days after the session itself, the planning commission will pass to 200,000 in the Golden Park Cross. It was also mentioned that there was in the past there had been a fixed play area and there was supposed to be the body face type. But those were able to present themselves to development because of the changes halfway off development and it might be more accessible to a greater number of children and people within the area. So in terms of the process itself, did you see in terms of consolidation, there was a sense of children and people in that area. We would have called it one side of the group of the presentation, but they would have to take into account some of the general comments really as well. Yes, so you can put it into your assessment. Okay, I'm not going to sum up the three findings. I'm going to pull out the key ones there for you. And probably take the questions.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Councillor Kimmins.
Yeah, thanks, Chair, and thanks, Alan, for the very extensive report there. It's very good. It's an area that I'm from myself, so I'm very familiar with a lot of what you're saying there. I'm just interested to know, you know, it was mentioned in the report too about alternative sites, and particularly with the most recent permission for development there at the top of Barcroft, which is probably be a significant increase in younger families and things in the area. Is it possible for us to explore other sites in the area which may serve then the wider community of particularly Barcroft, Ballybough, and I suppose an extension into Barcroft before proceeding, because it has been mentioned by consultees and it has been raised, so I think it's maybe something that we should could give heed to before making any decision.
Well, you can if you want.
I don't know whether any of the officers want to come in on that one, but you know, I'd be happy to propose that to look at so we can look at all options before making a decision, make sure it meets the needs of the whole community.
Councillor Trainer.
Yeah, no, I was actually just going to come in, actually second to Sean done what Liz was saying. So it's not being a native of Neary myself, I'm from Downpatrick. However, I've been talking to my colleagues on the ground, and it's felt that as Liz has said, maybe the wider community hasn't been met with the needs. You know, you're talking about the Conagat area there, you know, so and with this new development that's being brought about and that we can see in the report, it would highlight certainly that there's possibly going to be more of a need. And, you know, the only way that we could really meet that need would be to have maybe rethink about exactly the area that we're going to consolidate a part two, and then also about then the funding for that, because if we have two, if we are consolidating to one site, we have two sites that are there at present. We could possibly sell them off through the D1 process to help with the funding stream for the new site. So fully supportive of what Liz is stating there, but using maybe if Liz was you know, would take an amendment really to sell off the two sites that are there at the minute then to fund this new site, operating maybe the one with the best price score in the interim period until such a site was identified and project was on the ground.
The director would like to come in.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the only thing I would say on the proposal that's in front of you that you need to think about is that we have went out to consultation. There was three stages which we've just been taking you through. If you are now proposing to look at an alternative site, we'd have to go back for consultation with the local residents, obviously, and the local people in that area. So if you're content with that, then it's entirely up to the committee.
Just to come back to Reclaimer Transition, I think it's maybe a wee bit early to start making suggestions of what we'll do with any other parks at the minute. We're not saying, you know, it's going to be a third option, it's going to be the final, but I just think because it has been raised within the consultation, we need to give the community the option of a third site that might meet the needs better. But so I don't think it's the right time to maybe put the amendment forward. I think it's maybe better to we need to explore it. And see what comes back, and we may still go with what the recommendation in front of us is, but I just think it's important to make the community, you know, give the community the option, and then we can decide on it, you know, because it would be better informed.
So, Councillor Kimmins, you're not accepting the no. In relation to it, first and foremost, before the vote, I was saying I'm abstaining in relation to the vote. Well, we have to be mindful, yes, this is the play park strategy. So it is, we're trying to move it forward, and it's not just about, you know, in the bigger picture, it's not just about the two parks in Newry. It's right across the district, the play park strategy. But we have to be mindful here. Well, it's the play park strategy. And I am going to raise it here and say that it doesn't deal with the name issue of Macrease Park in relation to it. So when it does come forward for a vote, I will be abstaining. Councillor Taylor.
Thank you, Chair. I'll be taking the same position. The concerns remain regarding the naming of the play area of the Macrease Park, and they will continue to remain until the issue is resolved. And I certainly couldn't, you know, accept the recommendations that are included in the report. But Sai will be taking a position similar to yourself on this.
Councillor Quinn, did you want? No. Well, Councillor Brown.
Thanks, Chair. Just to put our position forward on this, we'll be supporting the officer's recommendation as it is there. We feel whilst we would have supported with the Chair and Vice Chair towards the renaming of this park, this does move the process forward, and we think it's a step that needs to be taken. And there is no, you know, opportunity within this report to do anything around the naming of the park. So we'll be supporting this to get the process moving whilst also maintaining our position that the park name should be changed in the long term.
Well, councillors, you've heard the proposal from Councillor Kimmins and seconded by Councillor Dorden. All in favour? abstentions? So I don't think there's anyone against. We'll go back to item 5. Neighbourhood renewal, yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. This is the ongoing report from Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership. So you have the minutes of the last meeting in front of you for noting, Chair.
Happy enough, kind of a proposer. Do you want to speak, Councillor Brown?
No,
that's okay. Could have a proposer. Councillor Clemens, second by Councillor Dorn. Item 6, financial assistance.
Me again, Chair. Chair, the committee will remember that they considered this last month. And when it went forward to the council meeting, it was referred back for further consideration. We have included two proposals. Option one, which is what the committee had agreed to previously, which is to fund 100% all of those that had passed and until the money runs out, which would mean that some 172 groups that were successful would not get funding. The other option two, is that 50% of the funding awarded to all of the groups that were successful until the funding runs out. In that case, the funding runs out with 78 groups not receiving funding. So that's the two options that we've put forward. We did debate this at the last committee, so I don't intend to go through the report. It's the same report as it was at the last committee meeting.
Councillor Timmins.
Chair, I think on reflection, It is when we're looking at community groups, it's very difficult for them to access funds a lot of the time anyhow. So, you know, I would be proposing that we look at 50% funding so we have a wider range of groups receiving funding. But I just wanted to query, is there any possibility that all the groups who have passed are able to get funding? I know you've said there that there's still going to be some groups who miss out, but is there any possibility that somewhere we could find money to make sure that the biggest amount of groups can get some funding?
Megal.
Chair, at the minute, the two options that are put forward exhaust the budget that we have. In order to fund all of the groups, the other 78 groups that were successful, it would cost an additional £50,237. At this point, I don't have the budget. We'd have to look elsewhere across the council for savings that might be able to cover that. So I don't know. If you want me to do that, I can certainly do it. At this point, all I can say is I don't have a budget to cover it. But it may be possible if we look across all council budgets, and it may be possible we could maybe give an update on that to council meeting. Or
okay,
I can, as I sit here, say that there's money already.
I say, but I'm happy to propose that then. If the councillors are happy.
Okay. Councillor Bryant.
Thanks, Chair. To the director, just for clarity, I think option two is probably pretty solid. But in the application forms, do groups answer a question regarding partial funding, whether they're happy to accept partial funding, and if they were to receive a lesser amount than they apply for, to what extent that would affect the outcomes under the criteria they're applying for. That seems to be common practice in a lot of funders, for example, Belfast City Council, who often would give out 50, 75% or a similar amount in their grants. So that's certainly, it's a pretty common approach that I would be supportive of, because you're able to spread your money further. But it shouldn't just be done as a blank 50%. I feel every application should be taken into account in terms of what they're applying for as well. So, for example, if one organisation is applying for a single capital item for £4,000, 50% of that may not be much good to them. But if they're applying for a budget that largely includes revenue income for salaries or for rental of facilities or anything like that that could be scaled back, then it would be more feasible to give them 50%. So what thought have the officers given in terms of taking into account the different applications and what they've applied for? Will they, based on the ranking and the score that they're putting in there, will they give a higher percentage of funding in certain cases, or will they keep it at a blanket 50%? Because I think that could be, while a more simplified option, create some issues in terms of ability to deliver project outcomes.
Sure. First thing is these are all revenue support grants, so the capital issue doesn't come into it. In many cases, the groups that have applied will not actually have match funding, and they've applied to run, for example, major minor events. There's some tourism events in there, arts and cultural events. There's Irish language schemes and things like that in there. So it may not necessarily be that they have match funding. The application forms, when they go out, make it very clear that it's subject to funding from the start, and that there may well be a value engineering exercise. This is not unusual, as the councillor has pointed out. Nearly all funding bodies carry out some kind of value engineering. They reduce the grant, in other words, that when the money runs out. So quite often, if you apply for 80,000, you'll get 40, and that happens quite a lot. We have done this over the past 3 years. It's been very rare that we've actually given out 100% of the amount requested. So it's pretty clear in the application form. It's clear in all our briefing sessions that that's the case. It is very similar to other councils, other government agencies and bodies and departments. So yeah, I think they understand that, and it's not unusual for us to do this. I think that was all the questions, wasn't it? Yeah. Sorry, sir. Yeah, it is possible if the committee wants to that we have them all ranked from 1 to 300. It's possible to then, based on their rank, give them a higher percentage of funding. Now, that means the ones at the bottom might only get 30% or 25%, and the ones at the top might get 75%. You know, it depends where you want to start. But that has been done in the past as well. So, like the other proposal, which was for more money, which I'd have to find out about, we could do this as well, if that's what the committee wanted. We could say, yes, those that are higher up the ranking should get more funding, and then we reduce it the whole way down.
Yeah, if I can, Chair, yeah, I would propose that model, but ask that the officers also take into account the specific budget lines, which we are applying for, in case that would open up opportunities for varying funding levels.
Councillor Fitzpatrick?
Yep, I think the last time, Michael, that I had mentioned with regard to this, was there an option to look at the PACE 4 money?
Yes, Chair, this had been brought up at the last committee meeting. The PACE 4 monies won't allow us to, we can't move money from PACE 4 into the financial assistance scheme and simply use it as a top-up budget, but we can look at running programs for those groups that were unsuccessful so as they can get funding through PACE 4 to run some of their events, major minor events, sports development, summer schemes, stuff like that. So we can find another way of getting them funding through PACE 4 potentially.
Yes.
But it can't be used to top this up. But yeah.
No, that's not what I actually suggested last time. I asked, is that possible that we can do what you've just said there, yeah? So we're going to do that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Right, okay. Take it, you're going to phone the local group tomorrow morning.
Well,
might take a slightly longer in touch here.
Councillors, you heard a proposal by Councillor Kimmins for option 2 to 50%, seconded by Councillor Dorn, and then Councillor Brown coming in with a proposal in relation to it. Councillor Kimmins, are you happy enough to accept what Councillor Brown's saying?
I just need a wee bit of clarity on it, what it would mean then in relation to my proposal. What is the difference then? You're saying that it's...
So
the idea would be that where appropriate, certain groups might get a higher percentage than 50%. So some might get 75, some might get 50, and some could be offered 25.
Okay.
In theory, and it would really be based on the officer's judgment and the sort of behaviors that they're showing there, how they allocate that. And the suitability of the project. So if they feel the project is able to be as 50% or less or more of the project, then they can make an offer.
I just need a wee bit of feedback on that because I'm conscious I don't want groups to lose out on getting anything.
Yes,
I think it's because it is only revenue projects. Is it not easier to say for a bigger range of groups to get funded if it's a 50% blanket? I know what you're saying, but
yes, I know what Councillor Brown's saying too. And would it not make it a bit more complicated? Because
yeah.
At the end of the day, the officer's going to have to sit down and make a judgment call here. Who warrants 75% or merits it, and who only merits, say, 30-25%.
Yeah.
You know, I take on board what the councillor is saying.
Yeah.
In relation to when you have it maybe at the 50%, it's across the board.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting 50% of what they've applied for.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, and that makes it easier from an officer's perspective.
Yeah, I think it's also important to know a lot of groups will apply for more than maybe what they expect to get because of historically how this process operates. So I would prefer to proceed with my original proposal if people are happy enough with that.
Yeah.
I just want to come in a separate issue, just to keep my light on.
Yes.
Just on the
okay. Are you a seconder, Councillor Brown, for? Thanks. Just 2 seconds.
Just said, I think I would be minded to support option 2, but as proposed by Liz, I'm conscious of the additional complexities that may be created as a consequence of Councillor Brown's recommendation. And with that in mind, you know, I certainly believe that option 2 would be a more feasible option, particularly from an official point of view. Mm-hmm.
Councillor Cummins, would you? Sorry.
Yeah.
Councillor Enright?
Yes. Just seeking some clarity. I must say, contrary to what Councillor Timmins was saying, it's not been my experience that community groups do over egg the pudding when it comes to funding. It's fairly easy to compute what the price of a summer scheme should be. If you get 50% of the price of a summer scheme, the summer scheme doesn't go ahead. And I did note that the first three groups of fundings were all fully met. They weren't. The problem started with sports. Are we specifically talking about sports? Or are we suggesting that because sports has got a problem, all the other groups should be cut back by 50%? What exactly are we saying here?
Chair, the recommendation as it sits is that it should be across the board, that it should apply to all groups that have applied, that we see this is one large pot of money. Now, if you want us to split it up in that way, we can do that as well. It's not an issue for the officers.
It's just that this is the first time we've had an Irish language funding, and all those groups seem to have succeeded. And the two other types of grants also succeeded in fully getting full funding. It's only when we got down to sports, when we had, was it 70-odd applications, and basically it was judged that some of them should get it and some shouldn't. It seems to me that if you have sports grant applications that have been judged by officers not to be worthy of funding compared to other sports funding applications, it would be a mistake, therefore, to say all sports funding applications should be given 50%, and that arts or Irish language or other groups who weren't oversubscribed should be artificially reduced by half, which would effectively mean that those projects may not go ahead because they're not properly funded. We're basically throwing the baby out with the bathwater. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Should we not be focusing on those grant areas where the problem exists as opposed to the grant areas where the problem doesn't exist?
Please. Councillor Quinn.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Unlike Councillor Cadogan, and I sometimes find that with groups, they do tend to egg the pudding a wee bit. But my question would be, how many of these schemes, if they're not 100% funded, will not run at all? And with that money, how far does it then spread? Can any of these groups do with less than 100%? Have they been asked that question?
Michael?
Can't really answer the first part of that question. We haven't looked at that. I really wouldn't have any way of telling. I suspect most of them would run some form of festival or event or some kind of sports-related event. They may have to give it back, but I would suggest that most of them would go ahead with something. In terms of the second part of the question, no, we haven't asked that. We don't have that information, so I don't know if I can help.
You're ready, but I'm Councillor, but I'll let you in. So
well, it was just, well, okay. What I was going to say about this is that this has already come back to us already, so to actually start go again, and I appreciate what Councillor Brown has said, but to go back again is going to delay this even further, and any plans that anybody has for the start of the summer is going to be even more pushed back, even with the P4. So I'd be happy with this proposal. Because you do find that they do sort of up the ante with in relation to price and cost or whatever. Sometimes we have to make do with what we get, and something is a whole lot better than nothing for many of these groups. So I'm happy with that, because we've already put it back a few months.
Councillor Lockhart.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to clarify, even with the 50% of funding awards, there will still be a number of groups that won't be getting any money whatsoever. Isn't that correct?
Correct. Yep, sure, that's correct.
So 50% is not going to cover every application, because there is going to be groups that's not getting anything.
There's still going to be some 78 groups that will not get that passed, who won't get any funding.
Yeah. That doesn't seem fair.
To look at if there's savings elsewhere that maybe could fund those, so that we can, if there's money in other departments that we could.
You mentioned 50,000.
Yeah. That if we're able to, if that's feasible, that would be included as a proposal. I did include that in my proposal.
Chair, just to be clear, that would be an additional £58,237 and 20 pence to be exact. Yes, for all of the groups to get 50%. Which I don't have currently, but.
But can you go away and.
Just to look at it, you know, it mightn't be possible, but I think it's important to explore that as well.
Chair, before any votes taken, just to be absolutely clear, because there have been a few proposals, if you want me to go and look for additional funding so as we can fund everybody at 50%, do we apply the 50% cut right across the board to all of the schemes, or only to those three areas that had oversubscribed? So it would apply to
right across
the board. Across the board.
Right across the board.
Just to be clear,
sure. You've been in, Cadogan.
My light on my own, because there's a separate issue I wanted to raise under this, so that's after the vote's taken. Can I bring something?
Separate issue?
Yeah.
Right. We're going to the vote here, and it's Councillor Timmins's in relation to option 2, and see if we can find the extra money. And it's right across the board. 50% right across the board. Mm-hmm. So, all in favour? Against? Abstentions? He's having his own meeting, so. No, it's all right. Abstentions. And Councillor Cummings,
yeah,
you said
it's just a query. I've been working on the local community group set up in Carrickmacloan, and we've met with officers, and they're looking to develop a sort of a community facility. Is it under, just for future reference, is it under financial assistance, is it, are they able to apply for funding for a feasibility study?
Yeah, the council has a budget set aside for feasibility studies for sports clubs, and there's also feasibility studies for community groups as well, and there will be a call for that. If you want to talk to Connor afterwards about that particular case, and we'll have a look into it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. We've done item 7. Item 8, Castlemaine FC Pavilion, lease amendment.
Thank you, Chair. This is a report to ask our committee to consider and approve Castlemaine Football Club the right to build any change rooms on land currently leased from Council at Ballon Road in Castlemaine. It's an amendment and appendix, just a letter of approval that will be attached on the existing lease.
Councillor McMurray.
Does this need proposed, I think? Have it proposed, sir?
Councillor Hyle, second it. All in agreement?
Yes.
Item 9, Uri Sports Centre. That's you, Michael.
Okay, Chair. I'll take this. Chair, over the last number of months, we have quite a few requests from groups and organisations who have said to us, your sports centre is vacant at the minute. Would it be possible for us to rent out some office accommodation or some small meeting rooms in there? We have had a look at this recently, and the cost of sectioning off part of that building in order to be able to rent it out to someone is restrictive for the reasons which I've put forward. And we do not believe it's financially viable to agree to any of these requests, so we're looking for your permission to be able to turn away such requests in the future, bearing in mind that the council has already agreed to lease the car park to the college, so there's not even any car parking on it.
Councillor Keller.
Chair, I'm very happy to support the recommendation. I know that the matter was discussed at length at the party reps meeting just last week, and I think, you know, with all the reasons that were given, I think there was a consensus that the reasons given were certainly good reason to refuse, you know, usage of the building's line. I'm happy to accept the recommendation of the proposal.
Councillors, you've heard it proposed. Councillor Taylor, do you have a seconder for that? Councillor Brown, all in agreement? Item 10, Community Trails, service level agreement with Outdoor Recreation, NI.
Chair, that's me again. Chair, members will recall we had a presentation from Outdoor Recreation, NI, last month. And as members were content with the proposals that they put forward for the work that they would like to carry out this year, I was asked to draw up a service level agreement, which is what I've put in front of you now. So this is for the work as part of the presentation at the last committee meeting. At a cost of $72,600, which has been included across a number of budgets in my department. So.
Councillor McMurray.
Just happy to propose, Chair.
Right. Councillor Cummings, second. All in agreement? Yep. Item 11. No one's taking this and moving home to hospital.
Thanks, Chair. For the past number of years, the Public Health Agency have funded a home-to-hospital scheme in the Kilkeel area for getting older people to hospital appointments. This came out of an event they held back in, it says March 2014, it's 2013, and that was the biggest issue for older people was identified. The PHA have supported it since that time. It's a volunteer driver scheme. It's a very difficult service to budget for because you've no idea what the demand will be. So the PHA gave us £8,000 per year. There's been provision made in the budget that we would support it, that we're able to put a time period on that we can say that it'll last for the entire year. So I'm looking for members to agree to support the scheme. The resource implication from previous years would be probably up to about £3,000, but the provision has been made for that in the estimates.
Councillor Gorham.
I'd like to propose it. I suppose the scheme, what in council supports this scheme for people in Mourne? It's fight with the elderly people in Mourne. There's no way of getting to Craigavon Belfast hospitals. There may be three changes in buses, and that's thanks for help as well as anything. I'd also like to thank the carers and the drivers that give their support to this scheme as well. So I'd like to propose it.
Heard proposed. Councillor Down, you're right. Councillor McMurray.
The habit of thanking as well, but just curious, how does it, is it going to be publicised that this service is available as such, or is that something that sort of falls within? Just, you know, how do people become aware of such a service?
To the chair, it's publicised through its space, that's supporting people, communities everywhere. They run the service for us, and they publicise it through their networks, and it's publicised very local. It is, the money is for quite a specific local area, so it is publicised widely throughout the community networks there, throughout the DEA. So.
You've heard it. Opposed and second. All in agreement? Item 12.
Thanks, Chair. This is a request from Keep Now and Iron Beautiful for a contribution for funding for the Eco Schools organisation that say we contribute every year. All the schools within our council area are registered with it, and we have 63 schools that have obtained green flag status. There is provision made in the budgets for it already, so it's just looking for approval that we would contribute to the Eco Schools programme.
Proposed by Councillor Mura and Councillor Dorn, second it. All in agreement? Item 13.
Thanks, Chair. The DERA have written to the Council asking that we would agree that environmental health officers can be authorised to enforce the proposing a ban on microbeads within cosmetics. The ban has come into place in England earlier this year, and in Scotland, Wales, hopefully by July, and depending on our legislator, they're intending to introduce the same legislation here, which will ban the use of microbeads in cosmetics. The reason that the industry here is very, very small, and surveillance, with market surveillance up to now, would indicate that there's nobody in Ireland actually using the things, and worldwide their use is being diminished. The reason why they're asking that environmental health officers would be authorised to enforce it is that we already would have contact with cosmetics, the cosmetics industry or trade, through consumer safety legislation. So for that reason, they're asking that we would be authorised to enforce this ban. The resource, it would be done within existing resources, and say that the level of activity required would be negligible.
Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to propose, but I'm just wondering if there would it be up to the council officers then to enforce product recall or what? I mean, how would it work? I mean, just, you know, if there is, if something slips through the net or whatever, and these companies start using these again, is it up to the council officers then to go and enforce them in shops or whatever, or to be much more smaller than that? But I mean, I'm totally in favour of this, because I am well aware of how the microbeads are polluting the environment and the sea life and all the rest of it. So I'm something I'm totally, totally in favour of.
Sure. Now, it would be, as I say, the trade industry, it would be distributors, wholesalers, and manufacturers. If we had any, I think our surveillance would indicate we don't have anybody who's manufacturing. It would, we could visit them proactively, we could sample. It wouldn't say that the resource implications wouldn't be seen to be big at all.
Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Brown? All in favour? Item 14, suicide prevention.
I want to take a note. Thanks, Chair. Obviously, as members know, suicide prevention is an ongoing issue of concern across Northern Ireland and across the council area. What this is a proposal that what we're looking for is to decide council representation. There's a meeting that's provisionally set up for next week, the 3rd of May, and it's bringing together a group consisting of elected members, elected life coordinators from both the Southern and Southeastern Trusts, and the relevant communities or organisations, including PIPS, Open Support, Action Mental Health, Suicide Down to Zero, and MYMY, I'm not sure, I think that was PIPS Newcastle, to discuss the local issues and ensure a consistent approach. So what we're looking for from a recommendation is a nomination of one councillor from each party and independence group and to be appointed to attend the above meeting.
Thank you very much, Owen. In relation to this is something that I would totally support.
Over the last 2 or 3 years, there has been a number of motions brought forward to this council in relation to suicide. They were brought forward by different councillors, which always got unanimous support, and rightfully so. So it's something I would totally support. At least now we're seen to be moving and doing something. So we are in relation to suicide within our district, and hopefully, you know, we as a council fully buy into it, and councillors that is nominated to it for the respective parties attend, because I do believe it's a very, very important issue, and we need councillors there that will attend and will be there to work on behalf of everybody. Councillor Brown, I think it's...
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, it's my, it's still not working. Yeah, I'd like to propose the officer's recommendation there. I just wanted to ask, have invite letters been sent out yet to groups? And could I ask that Life Change Changes Lives, the group in Downpatrick does a lot of work, Pop-Up Art, you may know it as, based in Downpatrick there, that they be included and sent a letter of invite. Also like to thank the officer. I know we've had several conversations about this issue over the phone, so thank you very much for pulling this together and quite quickly as well. And also, do you have a time yet for the proposed first meeting?
Thanks, sir. It's been provisionally arranged, so letters of invite haven't gone out, but people are aware of the date, which is the 3rd of May. I'm not, off the top of my head, I'm not sure of the time. I suppose it would be in Pips and Uri. If the member could provide me the contact details for that organisation, we can invite them to that as well.
Yeah, I can pop that to you via email now. Is there any chance I could make a request that the meeting be held in the evening? Say around 6 o'clock or so?
Yes. Send the names on of any party members. Send it on who your representative is in relation to it. So you had it proposed by Councillor Brown, accept the recommendation. Any second? Councillor Kimmins, all in agreement. Item 15, Fountain Request for Sustainable NI.
Thanks, Chair. This is Sustainable Northern Ireland request that we provide funding, as we do in other years. They manage the Local Government Sustainable Development Forum, and they provide a network and advice to council officers engaged in sustainability. As part, we have an SLA, which part of which provides with 10 days consultancy throughout the year, and a said provision has been made. It's £5,000, the funding, but provision has been made within the estimates first.
Hold by Councillor Dorn. We have a seconder, Councillor Howell. All in agreement? Item 16 and 17 are for noting. So we go on to item 8, and could I ask the press to lead, please? Yes, sir. This item is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 1 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to an individual and the public may be resolution be excluded during this item of business. So we have item 18, Women's Aid, Armand Down. Could I have a proposer? We're going to committee. Councillor Kimmins, seconder, Councillor Taylor. Kimmins. And it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor Kimmins, to endorse the Women's Aid, Armand Down. Proposal for development of a building at Downshire Place to provide an extension to services and support the project in principle, assist the group in identifying the additional funding of up to $2,500 to match a contribution from Architectural Lottery Fund. So, councillors, that's the end of the meeting. Just thank you very much.